life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Because the last time I podcasted was February 11th, which was, as I said, almost 3 weeks ago. And then that Monday was Valentine's Day. Well, my husband and I did celebrate Valentine's Day. We went out to dinner to our favorite restaurant, Chef Jeff's, which is Nora O'Donnell. Husband's restaurant. Now, on the Twitter, that when I posted a picture of my husband and I on my personal Twitter, Miss Big Fatty reported on his podcast that I had said that it was our anniversary. And I looked back and I'm like, no, I clearly said it's Valentine's Day. We're celebrating Valentine's Day. And I don't know how he got, you know, how he got onto that. I don't know, because it's clearly there when I look back at my tweets. Yes, on Valentine's Day, I posted a picture of the two of us at dinner at Chef Jeff's, which is Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant, and I said, Happy Valentine's Day, date night dinner at Chef Jeff's. So I don't know how he turned that into an anniversary.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, I clearly said Miss Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3674 of the BFO for right in the fourth of March 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I promise we're going to get to more so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, it was so good till you said that. Pollinators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you're pollinators today. Big Fatty, is that because you had gentlemen call? No, I didn't have any, but maybe some of the listeners are having a gentleman caller today. Big Fatty, anyone we know? Well, no, but anyway, well, I shan't reveal who it is. Big Fatty, you know who it is. I do know who it is. y'all, you're pollinators, because y'all, y'all, it is 84 degrees on Thursday here in Fat Acres, and y'all, the pollen, it's yellow, everything. I won't say it's heavy pollen yet, but the pollen has started to fall. I watered the ferns at Fern Gully. And y'all, there's yellow, not everywhere, but it's there. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, you go out to get in ruby red, and it's ruby goldenrod. Yes, Big Fatty, and spring is not far away. Big Fatty, actually, it doesn't start until the 20th, so that's like 2 weeks from Sunday. Well, spring has sprung. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big, very lot of fucking the first weekend in June, it's true. Y'all, today, for right day, y'all, we got four. Y'all, the first, y'all, I've met this person several times during the Podcasters of America dinner in Hatlanta. Y'all, he's... He's partners with the one and only Gay Country West. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Tommy Toon. Big Fatty Tommy Toon. We love him. I don't know if Toon's his last name, but we'll just call him Tommy Toon. And y'all, then, someone who has been here to the villa, one of the first people to come visit, even before Big Fatty moved in. Y'all, he's half of the dynamic Rob duo. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Rob One. Big Fatty, we love Rob One. We do indeed. And y'all, the next celebration today, y'all, she does the, what's the name of that little show? Y'all, I've forgotten it now. She does it with the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. What is it called? It's escaped me right now. But y'all, she's got a kitty cat named Ernesto, y'all lives out there in the California, originally from the Atlanta. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Sarah Davis. Big Fatty, we love Sarah Davis. It's true. And y'all, then met this person many times at the Pride 48. Does the Pink Wingnuts little show. Y'all, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2022. Y'all, the one and only Faye Driver. Big Fatty, we love the Faye Driver. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, he's been around for eternity. Y'all, he is the only person that's been on 99 and 44 100% of the stinky orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty, he puts stinky in stinky orangutans. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Big Ricky. Big Fatty, we love Big Ricky. So, y'all, if you see Tommy Toon or Rob One or Sarah Davis or Faye Driver or Big Ricky, wish him a happy piece of cake. Happy birthday. It's just lovely for a fall right day. It is indeed. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip was going to be dividing up the bell peppers and the cucumbers and the beef stool meat. And y'all, he stopped back. He brought those things down to the villa. Y'all, we were sitting, and y'all, the Nip orders these healthy meals called the Factor, FACTOR meals, and he was telling me about some of the ones that he had coming on order, and y'all, he's running down the ingredients on some of them, and he's like, oh, well, this has this, and that has that, and I didn't get this one because it has kidney beans, and I don't like organ meats. And I went, excuse me? He goes, I don't like organ meats, and this has kidney beans. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, well, I just assumed that they make beans out of organ meats. I said, no. Y'all, sometimes I can't differentiate between the Nip and Granny. I said, kidney beans are called kidney beans because that's the shape of them. He goes, it is not. I said, it most certainly is. He says, I don't believe that. I said, all right, look it up. And y'all, so he gets on the phone and he's goggling it. And y'all, I start hearing a snicker. Sure enough, kidney beans are called kidney beans because they're in the shape of a kidney. So, y'all, I guess you can teach an old Nip new tricks. Big Fatty. But y'all, after the Nip left, y'all, I had a supper invitation. with a former coal miner at his house. And he and his, y'all, I don't know if it's his partner or his roommate or his friend or what, but y'all invited me over. Y'all, they've only been living in this house for about less than a month, basically. And y'all, it looks like they've been living in there for years. Every picture is hung. And y'all, there are hundreds of pictures that have been hung. I don't think there's any wall space left. And y'all, I was just amazed. But y'all, we had a lovely supper. We had the steaks on the grill. And Big Fatty, you know, Taylor, the latte boy, can grill now too. I hear that. Some little new potatoes and some mixed vegetables. And y'all, then I stopped at the Von's East and got a strawberry shortcake tart. And y'all, it was delicious. And y'all, we just had a lovely evening. And y'all, then I headed on back home. And y'all sat down in my chair and I watched the conclusion of the big run. And y'all, I don't want to spoil it if you hadn't seen it yet, but so y'all don't listen. Because y'all, it was the husband and wife team that won the whole thing. I was pleased with them winning. The flight attendants came in second, and the two hunky men, y'all, they were hot. They were kind of crazy, but they were bro hot. And then the father and daughter, y'all, they just continued to get lost and were eliminated. And y'all, go ahead and set your VRCs, because next Wednesday, the Survivor starts. And we'll talk about that as next Wednesday gets closer. Y'all had a lovely night's sleep. Got up, watched Miss Gail King, had my coffee. Y'all couldn't get the Sudoku. I don't know what I did wrong, but y'all, you know, Phoenix Dave and I do the Sudoku every morning. And y'all, he had the same problem in the same area of the puzzle that I did, so I don't know what happened there, but he's going to investigate it. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back. Y'all, I did not get my share right away, but y'all, I got out and watered the ferns in Fern Gully. And then I, y'all, laid down for just a short little nip a nap, and got up, got my share, and then the nip says, "Oh, would you like to join me for a little nip a walk?" I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, so I did, you know, another, I don't know, 25-minute walk with him, and came back, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready!
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you for that half-ass attempt years ago. Couldn't even be bothered to do it in the past 4 years. But that totally original, never heard before, Big Fatty, hopefully never heard again. No, we got too many questions to never be heard again. But y'all, we're going to start off with some questions that were e-lettered in. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha. The Laughing Buddha sent in a so-so question. He says, "Dear Big Fatty, I almost couldn't be bothered, but with less than 5 hours remaining, I have a so-so question for you. What is your favorite brand and flavor of Pot Pie, Laughing Buddha, a.k.a. Mock in St. Paul, Minnesota. Well, first of all, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the correspondence, and we're looking forward to the next Scooter Diaries. You're behind on that, be fatty Jewish ass. Absolutely a so-so question. I'm assuming by the pot pie you're not talking about some of those whacky tobacky edible things that Daniel Biba likes, I'm assuming that you're talking about the chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie. Beh, fatty. And yeah, I can't imagine that anyone would care about this, but I do prefer the Marie Colander's chicken pot pies because they have an excellent crust on them. You're able to get a different, there's several different varieties that don't have the English peas in them. Y'all, there's nothing more vile than the English peas in a pot pie. They're just, it's just vulgar. Absolutely vulgar. So thanks for bringing up something vulgar on the little show. Big Fatty, how interesting we'd have something vulgar on the little show. It's true. Y'all, Mrs. Lauren says, I'm on vacation, so I'll ask a vacation-related so-so question. Do you overpack? Maybe take an extra shirt or underpants in case of a spill or blowout. I like to overpack. I like options. Okay, that's it from me sending love from the Phoenix, Arizona's MRS. Mrs. La 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 Lauren. Mrs. Lauren, thank you so much for taking time out of your what must have been a terribly boring vacation that you took time out to send such a so-so question, because it absolutely is a so-so question. Miss Lauren, I will pack at the last minute, not because I want to wait, but I've packed in my mind, and I'll put things in, and I'll go in, and I'll take several things out, and I usually pack and plan to wear everything at least twice. Of course, you know I do not wear the underpants, so no, I do not pack extra underpants. every once in a while, I'll take a special shirt. Big Fatty, does it say special chaya on the front of it? No, but y'all, I think Gavin used to make t-shirts, y'all, wouldn't it be lovely if someone could get a t-shirt made that says, have a seat on the special chaya, it would just be lovely, no, I do not overpack, and oh dear gussie, be ready, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it looks like we'll be going well into April. Big Fatty, can we give up so-so questions for Lent? No. I want to send out a big shout-out to young Nicholas. Y'all, I don't think he's Catholic or anything, but y'all, he said he was going to give up the alcohol for Lent, and y'all, we're going to be as supportive as possible. Y'all, send him a little note of encouragement. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. Archer, did I hear you misspeak during your show?
No, I clearly said Miss Big Fatty.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. It's no, it's not Miss Big Fatty. It's you know, it used to be Miss West.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.